Young Life reaches out to hurricane victims but fears a funding crisis. Special triage training opens doors for ministry to hurricane survivors. And prisoners in the Solomon Islands are now getting spiritual help. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. While officials continue to count the cost of Hurricane Katrina, many ministry leaders are counting their costs too. Young Life's Mississippi Valley Director John Evans says his region, which includes Arkansas, Louisiana, and Mississippi, has been hard hit.
We've had five or six staff that have been displaced, and so their lives are in absolute turmoil. And we're trying to figure out how to support them and make sure that they figure out the next step for them.
Young Life groups are poised to reach out to the thousands of displaced students in the region. Another huge concern is how to fund their work.
There'll be significant loss in terms of funds that'll be diverted. We want the funds to go to where people need them. We just got to try to figure out how to make sure that our folks are supported.
Evan says one thing's for certain.
Great things will come out of terribly difficult things. So we're counting on the fact that we will have great opportunity to share Christ with kids over the next year or two.
Next, getting medical attention and disaster relief to Hurricane Katrina's survivors was critical. But those victims also need immediate psychological aid. That's where a ministry partnership between professionals and volunteers comes into play. AMG International's Paul Jenks describes their training program as sort of a psychological triage.
When we or a volunteer should find a person who is traumatized to an extent that professional care is needed, that then the volunteer would quickly transfer that responsibility to somebody who is much better prepared to take it to the next level.
Jenks says because of their approach to the crisis, their teams can also minister.
It gives us a reason to be face-to-face with a person who's been dislocated or traumatized. And our first desire is to be of help. But as a relationship is built up, the motivating factor for us is the love of Jesus Christ.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Compass Direct is reporting two Christians were detained for holding house church meetings in Madhya Pradesh, India. Jagdish and Grace Nayak were detained for 4 hours while radical Hindus threatened two others with death if they worship with the Nayaks again. Last month, police charged the Nayaks with violating the state's anti-conversion law, which prohibits forced conversions. Tensions have increased as a recent government report indicates many have turned to Christ in the state. Meanwhile, Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India is taking on the problem of child laborers in India. Mission India's Dave Stravers says the cycle starts when parents are in debt to loan sharks. To satisfy that debt, they give their children over for a type of bonded slavery. For the children, there is no future, but
Mission India has two programs that deal with this. First of all, we have literacy training. And at the same time, we use Bible-based, Scripture-based materials, so many of them come to know Christ. The other program that we have is children's Bible clubs.
Stravers says while this program is needed, there is one challenge that they're facing.
We don't have enough trained teachers or enough materials to reach all those people that are asking us. And we have a waiting list of more than 100,000 children and adults waiting to get in the literacy program. Right now we have about 80,000 that are learning literacy evenings.
And thanks to a request from a missionary in the Solomon Islands, a prison ministry is expanding. Crossroad Bible Institute responded to the request of Kevin Rietveld, who was looking for a good correspondence course on basic Christianity that could help many prisoners in Rove Prison. In response, Crossroad sent over 150 lessons to spiritually hungry prisoners. Pray that as they review each lesson that many of them will turn to Christ. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The DVD, Beyond the Gates of Splendor, a gift from International Aid, is available at 1-800-995-4828. It tells the true story of five American missionaries killed in Ecuador in 1956. That's Beyond the Gates of Splendor at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get a copy at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.